Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to all of you coming from all over the world. We just praise God for you, and we thank the Lord for what he's doing throughout the world as we're in the midst of the new awakening. It is a spiritual shift from the give me approach to God to the thank you. Giving him praise for everything he does, or giving him praise for, just all the things. We can't basically thank him enough, but we can certainly give him more praise. We love you and we appreciate you being here. I understand that there are many leaders on this line, and I do approach you very humbly as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. God bless all of you. This is a great day. Thank God for being alive. Oh, my. We're going to have a word of prayer in just a moment, and then we're going to commence the line with praise, and then we'll be off into getting our praise reports this morning. Oh, my God. We got that wonderful all-night shut-in tonight. Hope you're preparing for it. I hope you plan to be there to spend some time with the Lord. Someone may wonder how you get a strong anointing on your life. Well, you just simply spend time with the Lord. Amen. And the anointing will increase on your life when you do that. Amen. That's what fasting and praying is about, spending time with the Lord. God bless you. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do just esteem you and extol thee and lift you up higher than anything on the face of this earth. We give you glory and adoration and praise. And we love you, Lord, and thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for everything that you have done. God, forgive for all sins of commission and sins of omission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us, we pray. Bless us, Lord, on this prayer line, and Lord, help in every way, we pray. Pray that you bless every person on this line. Don't let them leave the same way they come. And God, make a way for them out of no way. I'm asking you to make their enemies their footstools, and bless them to go up. We praise your holy name and give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praises all day. They belong to you, God, and we give them to you. Thank you for what you're going to do again. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. And again, we welcome you to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. All of you coming from all over the world, thank God for what you for you being on the line. Thank God. I want to say good morning to everybody on the line. Are y'all awake? Good morning to you and to you and to you.
Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning to you. And let's speak to the Lord, you all, because he's in the room. Amen. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Yeah, he's in the room. And let's give him praise. He doesn't have to stop by your house. He doesn't have to stop by your room. Since he has, why don't we just praise him for what he did last night and all year long. Thank him for miracles like you've never seen in 2015 and the blessings. Amen. The line is open to you to praise him. Praise check. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Everybody, hope y'all can hear me. Amen. We just always move into different areas of praise for him. Amen. Some we give him praise this way, and then we give him praise with praise reports and the wisdom seminar and the prayer requests. Oh, my God. It's a way to honor him in different ways. I just want to give you an opportunity this morning to give him praise here and tell some. We call them the new word for us, praise reports. But the same thing as testimonies. Amen. If you've got a testimony, you've got a praise report about what God did for you. Yeah, you ought to be able to tell it. The Bible says, make known his deeds among the people. See, your praise report can inspire somebody to believe God even further. And they'll be saying, if God did it for them, I believe he's going to do it for me. And there are people listening all in Africa and India and Brazil. I'm concerned about you in America, but I'm also concerned about those in foreign countries where they can be inspired. Amen. So if you have a praise report, don't let the devil tell you, just sit there and don't say nothing. I don't know if that's the Lord. The Lord normally wants you to tell of his goodness because it supports his word when it says, known his deeds among the people. So he's not going to go against his word for nobody. So hear the voice of the Lord telling you to give your praise report and stand for his glory. All right, the line is open to you. I just wonder who is the one who has the first praise report for the Lord God Almighty. If you do, just jump in there. The line is open to you. Praise report.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Pastor?
I can.
I want to first give honor to God, all the saints on this prayer line. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. On yesterday, me and my daughter, we went to make some runs on yesterday, and I ran into one of the guys from the church on yesterday, and he had been trying to get in touch with me. And I just thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He was telling me that he was looking for me because he wanted me to start cleaning his apartment. And I just start praising the Lord because I'm used to working 7 days a week. And since my dad died, my hours that I was working have went down. So he wants me to start cleaning his house on the weekend. And then I got another blessing. I got a building I got to clean. So I just thank the Lord for all his blessings. I got more hours on my job. I was working 3 days a week. 3 hours a day, and the Lord changed all of that. So I praise and thank the Lord for all his blessings, and I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me and my children. Amen.
Wonderful. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, somebody else with a praise report. Somebody else with a praise report. What has God done for you? You want to tell it?
Well, God bless you. This is Ambassador Gina. I just want to thank God for another day that he allows me to see another day on this side of the earth. Thank God for all his blessings, how he's kept me in good health, how he continuously make a way, because I know that he doesn't have to do it. The way may get a little rocky at times. It may get a little dark, but I Thank God, because late in the midnight hour, God turns things around for us. And I thank him for the things that he's turning around in my life. Thank God for the First Fruit prayer line, for the First Fruit youth line. Oh, my gosh, we had an awesome youth line last night. And I thank God for the youth and all the adults that come on that line. Please continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
God bless you. Wonderful. All right, anyone else with the freeze report?
Good morning, right. Ambassador Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Partners.
Good morning.
This is Mother Woods. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Woods.
On Friday, I requested prayer because I had a procedure. And I just want to thank the prayer line, and I believe it was Dr. Stern who prayed. And you all who prayed for me, everything came back clear, and I thank and praise
thank you,
the
Jesus.
Lord. So thank you so much. God
thank
is
you,
a prayer answering Savior, and I thank God for this life that we live for him, and I'm just thanking the Lord every day for salvation, being filled with the Holy Ghost. And
mm-hmm.
Holy, it's a good life. It truly is, and I just thank the Lord. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Continue to pray for me and my family.
All right. Thank you so much, Mother Woods. God bless you. Beautiful. All right, someone else with the praise report. What did the Lord do for you?
Chief Ambassador.
Good morning. Yes, good morning to you.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. I do thank God and honor you. Honor the Lord this morning. Thank God for Mother Johnson and the prayer line. Thank God for the youth prayer line and all those that joined us on last night. We could not do it without you. And we thank you for being included in what God is doing and the move God is doing. For this morning, for his mighty, mighty blessings. I didn't know what it was to not be able to have laryngitis before, but just to try and talk, and every time you try and talk, you start coughing because of the pollen. And it's really, really bad here because everything comes out at one time. You see, I have a plant, and the plant was just the seed. And then the next day, all of a sudden, the plant had about 7 or 8 inches of growth on it. And I thought, I don't know, it seemed like it just somebody had put plant food in it or something. So things are when spring comes here in Kentucky, it comes out really, really fast. And the pollen was in the air, causing allergies and doing all type of problems, causing problems for people. But I'm thanking God that I'd never stop thanking him. I was on the prayer line just praising God, but I'm thanking God that can get a word out without coughing this morning and giving him the glory, honor, and the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah for his blessings, for his miracles. Praise God. You never know when it's you. But maybe that was my time of rest and relaxation anyway. But whatever it was, the Lord continued to bless and work miracles through prayers. And even though that was going on, people were yet calling for prayer. And we had one little girl that had a stroke about 39 or 40 years old. And they called me and they told me, and we prayed for her. And I told them, I said, it's going to be all right. They said, she's not responding. And I said, well, don't worry. You can't mix worry and faith. So we put a little prayer on it. And the next day, they said she was talking so much better. So I am praising God because there have been about several people that had a stroke, and God has delivered them. So thank God for his miracles in this time, and thank the prayer line for yet reaching out to souls worldwide. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Beautiful. God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, is there another praise report? If so, just jump in there right now and tell what the Lord did for you. Anybody?
Praise the Lord, everyone, and Dr. Johnson, Sister Castile here in Minneapolis. Thank and praise God today for his goodness and his mercy and his faithfulness. And I do thank and praise him for all he has done and all the testimonies that I've heard, just encouraging me to continue to go on and to tell somebody else about how good the Lord is. I haven't got my results back, but from the test that we all prayed for, I went on Monday for that heart. That was a really strenuous kind of test I had in that MRI of the heart, and just kind of wiped me out because you have to breathe and then stop and hold your breath so long. You have to do 66 pictures of your heart. But the Lord brought me through, and I rested the rest of the day Monday, so I'm just getting back started again. But I believe by faith that God has done what he said he would do. If his people will call upon his name, that he would do just what they ask him to do. So I believe it by faith. But yesterday was I wanted to go somewhere to after work, and I came back home because I don't have to drive to work. It's near. And I came back looking for my car keys, and I could not find them for nothing. Couldn't think. I sat down and tried to think. I was praying all the time, and it finally dawned on me. I said, "Well, you know, the Lord must not, you know, must not be a reason why I cannot go." It wasn't extremely important, but I just thought about it, and I said, "Well, I couldn't even remember where my keys were," and I said, "Well, okay, I'll just sit down and just wait and see what the Lord said." And I'm praying and asking, and I believed God, and I just settled myself. And all of a sudden, I just went in my closet and looked in my coat pocket. I forgot the jacket that I had wore to the hospital. And there it was. The jacket was just sitting there, and it looked like it had illuminated. It just sat there, you know, it was in the closet, and the pocket was, like, sort of sticking out. And I said, "Let me look in this pocket. I don't know why. I don't remember wearing it." There, the keys were right there. And I do thank and praise God as how he directs you to listen to his voice and listen, that you would get an instruction and you would get a lead to where the wisdom of God is awesome. So I just thank and praise God for that. And I thank and praise God of how he has done great things to my family. And I just see the miracles working. And the relationships are getting closer and closer. So thank God for you, and I thank God for your prayers. God bless you, everyone, today.
God bless you so much, Sister Castillo. God bless you. All right, somebody else jump in there and tell the goodness of Jesus again. Someone else who has another testimony. If so, go ahead.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I thank and praise the Lord for just life itself for another day. I thank and praise him for being able to have eyes to be able to see, ears to hear, as well as a voice to be able to talk. I thank him for my lungs functioning. I thank him for my legs and my feet. I thank him for just giving me life and it more abundantly again for today. And that he gave me victory to be able to know that after I got all to stand, I could continue to stand. And he's given me the understanding of the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but their might to the pulling down of strongholds. So I thank and praise the Lord for his angel of light and kept round about me and for life for another day. For the Lord is truly wonderful, and he's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is. Thank you so much. Looking for another praise report. Anybody else got another praise report? Jump in there and tell them the goodness of Jesus.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
I just wanted to give my praise report this morning. This is Charlotte Gray. I am thankful. I'm calling from the 816 area code. How he is keeping me covered continually. He has continually opened doors for me for new jobs. And I just thank God because he is keeping me covered. He is explaining and he is directing me on rejection for God's perfect protection. I'm able to share that testimony with others. I thank you, Lord, for understanding the power of your protection, the power of your blood, the power of your wisdom. I thank you, Lord, that you are not about humiliation, God, but you are about elevation. I thank you, Lord, that you sit high and you look low. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for the first fruit prayer line. That's my praise for today. I just thank God for the covering. Thank you, Jesus. Have a good day, everybody.
Wonderful. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God for how he moved in amazing grace. Second Sunday in a row, I haven't been able to preach. People have been, my God, the Lord just been moving so. People just been praising God, shouting, running. Oh, my God, weeping and on everybody. The Holy Ghost has been falling everywhere. And had a thorough message prepared. And I haven't been able to preach it. But thank God for what he's doing in a great, 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 great way. It's just been wonderful what the Lord is doing. And then I'm just here with Mother Johnson. Some of y'all may hear. Amen. This is a miracle. Amen. I saw her at death's door. I never forget one time she was in the hospital. And I walked in, and there were several people in the room. The room was full of people sitting around the room. And I walked in and looked around the room, and looked to me, the Holy Ghost revealed they were sitting there waiting for her to die like vultures. And as a son, you know, I just took authority in the room. And I told him, like Jesus, I told him, get out. What? What? Get out. All of y'all, get out of the room. In the name of Jesus. But Jesus did the same thing. I got it from him when he walked in the room with Jay Iris' daughter. And anybody who didn't have faith, he put them out. And because how you going to have a miracle and you got doubt all around, unbelief everywhere? And I put them out. And we prayed for Mother Johnson, those who anyone who had faith to believe, we prayed for her, and God gave her an ultra awesome, absolute miracle. Amen. I saw another miracle here. My God, Mother Johnson was at death's door. And since she was at death's door and God has restored her, we've had another member who died. Looked like Mother Johnson was going to go in, but they died. Amen. Here Mother Johnson is over here praying, saying, devil, you got to go. You got to go. Amen. Thank God for the miracle. I've been preaching that thing. You got to learn to recognize a miracle. Amen. God is doing so much for you, and you can't even recognize it. You know, why do you think he would give you new miracles if you can't recognize the one you got already? Amen. So learn to recognize what God is doing all around you, because he's done a lot. Some of y'all just can't see it. Take the cataracts off your eyes, blindness. Take those sunglasses off so you can see well. Amen. All right, if we have another praise report, I'm ready for it. If you have a praise report, come on. He's done a lot for you. Can you? Have you been able to see it? Amen. If you did, why don't you help somebody who was listening to hear what God did for you so they can believe God to do it for them? All right, anybody else with the praise report? The line is open to you.
Oh,
give thanks to
the Lord.
Oh, Brother Johnson, want to testify?
For he is good. For he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm still here. I'm still alive. The Lord is still blessing. And I praise him and magnify his name. My God, he's taking good care of me. And I thank God because he looked on me. I thought I'd been gone by now, but the Lord said no. I don't know what he's going to do or whatever. The old lady is ready. I just thank God for each of you. It's all over the world praying for Mother Johnson. I know you. Somebody has been praying for me, and somebody wouldn't let me go. And I thank God. I thank God. I praise and magnify his name. I'm just glorifying him. I'm giving him thanks for everything that he's done for me, for all the tribulations he's taken me through. But he brought me back, and I thank God. The devil said he had me, but God said no. And I praise God for that. So pray for Mother Johnson. Keep on praying for me. God bless each of you. I want you to know I love all of you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise goes there if you don't know it, that's the time to praise him.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, that's a wonderful praise report. Anybody else before we go to our prayer request? Anybody else? All right. Has the Lord done anything for you? I'm just trying to get it out of you. If you hear the voice of the Lord, then tell it why you're hesitant. Give God the glory. Anybody? All right. God bless you. Give me an opportunity. And we'll go to our prayer request today. And if you have a prayer request, I'm going to ask one of our ambassadors to take over there and get those prayer requests for me. If you will, who will do that? Ambassador-elect, any of you, or any person on the prayer line can do that. You will take those prayer requests. If so, jump in there. All right? God bless you.
Ambassador. This is Ambassador Gina. I'll take the prayer request.
All right. We'll have about 15 minutes because I'm going to close out today with the rest of the schedule for the all-night shut-in tonight. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. God bless all of you all. At this time, the altar is open for prayer requests. If there's someone out there that have a prayer request, we ask if you come on at this time and make it known so that we can go before the Lord for prayer on your behalf. Is there one?
Yes, Sister Peterson, pray for my grandchildren, my granddaughter. She got a virus. So just pray for my grandchildren. Also pray for Sister Alda Ford. I don't know the nature of my problem, but pray for her peace. Alda Ford and my grandchildren.
Thank you very much, Sister Peterson. Is there another? Anyone else out for prayer request this morning?
Ambassador Jada, Ambassador Stern, unspoken.
God bless you, Ambassador Stern. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Regina. This is Charlotte Gray. I want to put my husband, Douglas Gray, on the prayer line. I want to pray about his face. It had cleared, but the medication that he has taken makes him have breakouts. So I want to pray about either medication being stopped, his face, whatever God is going to do with the healing. That's my prayer request. Douglas Gray, thank you.
Amen. And we know God can do it. He can clear things up. Anybody else? Just want to jump in there with a prayer request this morning.
Want you to remember Mother Johnson here. And pray for also Sister Bria Bostic and Belia and Dante and Anaya. Also, if you pray for Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, amen. And pray for the family of Dolly Taylor. We lost Dolly. And pray for her family. I'm going to meet with them on tomorrow night. And then preach her funeral on Saturday. All right.
Thank you, Chief. We will add those prayer requests. Can I get about four more prayer requests this morning?
Mother Digby, I'd like to request prayer for the family of Mother Alva Roberts. Her service, she passed away in her funeral service this Saturday. She was 101 years old. She's a wife of Bishop Isaiah Roberts.
All right. We have that, Mother Digby. Anyone else?
Sister, this is Sister Lucille.
and I'm asking prayers. I'm asking for peace in this house. It's 10 people that live in this house, and I'm asking for peace.
Wow. You too.
Amen. Amen, Sister Lucia. We're definitely praying for peace in the home for you. Anyone else?
This is Sister Karen Brown. My request is almost like Sister Lucia's. I have too many people here right now that need to leave, and I need praying for peace and for them to go to where they should be.
Okay, God bless you. Peace in the home. All right, and one more.
God bless you, Ambassador Gina. This is Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee. I am requesting prayer that the Lord will continue to bless my daughter to make it back home, Dr. Diggs. She's doing fine. We did hear from her since she's been away, but we asking for safe traveling for her on her way back. And I'm asking for prayers that I be able to go and see this mother that is 103 years old. Said before she go home, she wanted to see me, so I want to be able to make it there. So pray for me that the Lord will provide a way for the finance.
God bless you. You said she's 103.
103. She'll be 104 in July.
Wow. Okay. And the 10th one, is that last prayer request available right now?
I beg your pardon?
No, ma'am. I was just calling for the last prayer request.
Oh, all right. God bless you, Dr. Daniel.
Well, I'm going to put the youth around the world, those in Baltimore, those in Nepal. I want to put the youth around the world on the prayer list this morning.
Hey, can I get someone to pray? Dr. Pfeiffer, are you available to pray?
I can start out, Ambassador Gina. Yes, I can start it out. I just don't want to start coughing, so just pray for me. Lord, we thank you right now for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We ask your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We come to bless your name and thank you and praise you right now. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we ask you, God, that you forgive our sins of transgressions and iniquity in Jesus' name. Look on us right now, Father God. Bless your people, Lord. You hear the cry. You hear the moan. You hear the groans, oh God. Hallelujah. You hear the requests in Jesus' name. We ask that you bless right now. Bless our chief ambassador and family in your mighty name, oh God. Bless Ambassador Betty, Lord Jesus. Bless Mother Johnson, oh God. Bless her to continue to bring those words, oh God, that light up the prayer line, that give strength to the people and the hearers of the word. In Jesus' name, you said we overcome by the words of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you right now for the blood covering over her life in Jesus' name. Thank you for preserving her, Lord God, letting us speak to your people once again. Thank you for snatching her from death's door, oh God, from the hands of the enemy in Jesus' name, because death is an enemy to your people. And we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for snatching her from the hands of the enemy. And Lord, let her live, hallelujah, to live again in Jesus' name. We pray right now that you bless, oh God, hallelujah, bless Anaya, Dante, Maria, Lord Jesus. Bless, bless, bless in Jesus' name. Petra, oh God. Raphael, touch and heal, Lord. Give them strength, oh God. Hallelujah. Let faith walk be stronger with you, Lord Jesus. Lift them up, lift them up, lift them up. Bless right now Sister Peterson. Bless her grandchildren. Heal them and turn them around. Say, no, rebuke you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You cannot have these children. Hallelujah. We plead the blood over their lives. We plead the blood over their going out and they're coming in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray right now, though, hallelujah, that angels will surround them and cover them with your blood, oh God. Keep them in your will. We pray, oh God, that you bless Ambassador Stern for the labor. Glory to God.
Yes.
That you're on this prayer line. And for so many worldwide, we pray right now, oh God, that you work it out. You work it out.
Yes.
You be the doctor. You be the lawyer. You be the judge in Jesus' name. Whatever room she step in, Lord God, give her favor in your mighty name. Let it be done and let it be so in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Charlotte and her husband. Bless Douglas, oh God, in a special way. Lord, we rebuke the enemy off of that skin disease in Jesus' name. And we pray right now that his skin, oh God, hallelujah, will be revived and rejuvenated in your mighty name. We pray that every virus in your name, oh God, be rebuked off of his skin, off of his body, out of his life in Jesus' name. And Lord, give him a closer walk with thee. Let him walk, oh God, and say, take me by my hand and lead me on. Bless right now, Lord God, in her home. Bless her children and bless her life. Bless her job in Jesus' name. Touch and heal Mother Digby, oh God. Touch her family. Touch the Roberts family in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you right now for this mother that's 100 and some years old. We thank and bless you for her. Ask that you will give her, oh God, the wisdom and the love and the strength that she needs every day. Bless Sister Lucille. Give her peace in the home. And Lord, hallelujah, we know, oh God, that you are not slack concerning your promise. And we pray right now that they will humble themselves before you and call on your name, oh God, that they will reach out to you morning, noon, and in the evening, that prayer will take over in the home in Jesus' name. Let them pray in the morning. Pray, oh God, in the evening. And let them pray when the sun go down. And let your Holy Ghost walk through that resident, oh God. Let your holy thing spread the love of God throughout the environment, through the hearts of your people and the children, in Jesus' name. Touch and heal. In your name, Lord God, bring peace and Sister Karen's home. Hallelujah. In the midst of confusion, peace like a river. Glory to God. Peace, 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 peace like a river. In Jesus' name, touch and heal, touch and heal, touch and heal. Satan, the Lord rebuke you and your confusion, your destruction, your chaos. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Karen, start reading your Bible in the home. Read it aloud. Open your word to Psalms 91. Glory to God. And start reading it aloud 3 times a day in your home. Hallelujah. The devil go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He got to leave. Hallelujah. He can't stick around when Jesus come to town. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. We thank God because he delivers peace. Hallelujah. He delivers peace in the midst of confusion. Glory. Bless your name. Glory, hallelujah. Glory. Bless Miss Mother Wilson. Touch, oh God. Hallelujah. The Dr. Diggs in a special way. Take her, oh God, to her journey. Bring her home safe in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let her have a blessed trip in your mighty name. And Lord God, we pray right now for our own ambassador, Sister Gina, that you would bless and look on her and make a way, oh God. Open up a way, Lord Jesus. Open up the doors that the enemy tried to close. Hallelujah. Let him know, Lord God, that the blood has been applied. And we are sending, hallelujah, endurance. We're sending the Holy Ghost. We're sending the angels to encamp about her and give her peace. In Jesus' name, bless her finances. Bless her going and her coming in your mighty name. Give us strength, oh God, wisdom from on high in Jesus' name. Bless children worldwide. Children, oh God, that's our heart's desire. Bless, bless, bless. In your name, let them have peace. Let them have love. In your name, cover our children. Jesus. Cover them with your blood In your name, Lord, cover them with your blood. In the cities where there is chaos, cover. Cover them with your blood. Don't let them fall to destruction. Don't let them follow death, oh God. Don't let them seek death. Don't let them call upon death. Don't let them be destroyed. But, Lord, let them go home and be mindful that you are God and you are God all by yourself. That you give life, hallelujah. But the enemy comes to destroy, kill them. And we pray right now, oh God, for peace worldwide. We pray for peace. We pray for covering. We pray for strength. We pray for perseverance. We pray for truth, oh God. We pray that your people be committed to your will and your way. That the fellowship, oh God, hallelujah, will be a relationship in your name and to you in Jesus' name. Let them have a relationship with you, Lord God. And we thank you right now. We pray, oh God, for the bishop's family that lost and yesterday, in Jesus' name, we pray for Bishop Hager's family on his home going on yesterday. And we ask that you will strengthen him, Lord Jesus. Keep him in the center of your will. Bless the church, oh God. Don't let it fall apart. Bless the members there, oh God, that they come together in unity and love. That they come together, oh God. Hallelujah. Shouting victory. In Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for those on the prayer line, the first time callers. We thank you for those in the background. We thank you for every prayer request unspoken, unheard, in Jesus. We ask that you bless every person on here today. Even if the prayer request is not written down, but you know what's on your mind. We ask that you purify the mind, oh God. Let them be open. In your word in Jesus' name. Let salvation dwell among the people in the heart.
Lord,
faith, oh God, hallelujah. Rest in Jesus' name. Protect them, oh God, from the enemy. Protect their mind in Jesus' name. Bless their coming. Against them. Say on the Lord, rebuke you in your mighty name, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We rebuke adversities in Jesus' name. And we give joy and abundance right now. Thank you, oh God, that we be not slow for concerning your promise to us. And we thank you for on your spirit.
Thank you.
We ask that you heal and deliver right now. Give us God the first convention, oh God, in June. Look on every plan, every purpose. Blessed Lord God, and let it be prosperous. Let it be, oh God, hallelujah. Let it be illuminating in the hearts and the souls of the people. Let it and let them leave rejoicing even more so. In that's everyone that travel there. Give them faith, strength in your name and hope. Cover your right. God, people, oh God, worldwide, we pray. And we thank you for your direction. We thank you for your love. We thank you for in the house today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Chief, are you there?
Thank you, Lord.
I am here. Amen. God bless you. You did a wonderful job, and thank you so very much. Is there anybody else who has a prayer request? If so, let it be known.
Chief, I didn't get it in, but I'd like to add Mother Franklin. Mother Britt did tell us last night that she had spoken with her. Mother Franklin had been a little under the weather. But I want to lift up all of our mothers, Mother Franklin, Mother Johnson, all of them.
Yes, there have been attacks on mothers. Even at Amazing Grace, I noticed that the enemy has attacked our mothers. Now look at your church, no matter who you are. Look at the mothers around the church and see has the devil tried to attack the mothers at your church. I believe it's a worldwide attack by the enemy on our senior mothers, senior saints. I told you why the enemy wants to get them out of here. He doesn't want them helping those younger women, younger men. He doesn't want them telling their his secrets and all that. It has been attacked. I think it's across the nation and across the world with the seniors being attacked. Amen. And let's have a word of prayer for that. Amen. If no one else wants to pray, I'll pray for that. But if you
pray for Sister Ilona Ford, please.
Sister Ilona who?
Ford, F-O-R-D, Ford.
All right.
And Mother Wilhelmina Daniel, she's in the hospital and in terrible pain.
All right, anyone else? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your Shekinah glory on this line, the power of God moving. And I thank you because you are a prayer answering God. We bring our requests and make them known unto you because you are the only true and living God. We honor you and thank you for what you've done in the past. Lord, look on Mother Ford and Mother Lee Daniels. Those mothers, not only them, but God, all mothers around the country. I'm asking you for miracles. This mother is in tremendous pain. Thank you because you created pain. And you can tell pain to stop, and it will stop. You are the creator. I'm asking you to, Lord, as humbly as I know, just speak to the pain in Mother Daniel's body. We want it to stop in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you and we praise you. I plead the blood of Jesus over those mothers. Everywhere. The blood, the resurrection blood of Jesus. And pain. I got word from the big cough. And no affliction in her body. Stop it! The blood of Jesus is against you. Yeah, the oil of the anointing. Lord, let her be anointed right now and destroy every yoke in Mother Daniel's body. Now, I ask you also that this plan by the enemy, Lord, to somehow make all mothers sick everywhere when they can't function and to distract them from binding the devil everywhere. God, let it fail. Thwart it in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost be with these mothers and return back to that place in the name of Jesus. Return them back to their rightful position in these churches. God, we need these mothers in the churches. We need them even in general. And I'm asking you, Lord, to turn that thing around. Let the resurrection blood of Jesus be on this situation and on these mothers. Heal their bodies in the name of Jesus. And thank you for the grace and mercy that you're granting in this situation. Lift every heavy burden off of them. Lighten every heavy load in the name of Jesus. God, give them the desires of their heart. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you for it in advance. I pray with faith, God, believing you. And I'm going to thank you in advance for doing this, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Every word I'm asking has been in the name of Jesus. And for the glory of God, according to your word, Lord Jesus, you said in John 14:13, if I ask anything in your name, you will do it, that the Father may be glorified. And I do ask this in your name. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Believe in you, Lord, for the miracles. I'm asking you also, as I close today, look on every person on this prayer line. And I'm asking you to shake the chuck tree up in heaven and give blessings to them like they've never seen in 2015. God, send a Chuck to the people in the name of Jesus. Yeah, thank you for letting them flow from heaven down. Thank you, Lord, as we grab them. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And we believe it in the name of Jesus. We ask it. We believe it by faith. Thank God. Amen. All right. I want to remind you of the convention, June the 11th through the 15th, 14th, 11th through the 14th, in Jacksonville, Arkansas. And I want to ask all of you, the Bible says, ask and it shall be given. I'm asking if you all would call the hotel to make your reservation. If you are coming to the convention, you're contemplating it, call and make your reservation so they can hold a room for you. We have a responsibility as saints to do all we can do for the Lord's work. And amen. I'm looking for you to be a part of taking the assignment that the Lord has given to you and being at the convention. So call the hotel and make your reservation. Can I get that hotel number for the reservations?
The Wingate. Absolutely. The number for the Wingate by Wyndham in North Little Rock, Arkansas, 4801 West Commercial Drive. You need to call 501-753-8660. That number again is 501-753-8660. And let me just inform you all that our rate is $70. Now, do not be sure you ask her to quote that rate to you to make sure she's not charging you the $139 up, which will be the cost at that time. But we have a negotiated rate of $70, no tax, and that includes our breakfast. So I'm asking you all to please hurry and get these rooms. Our room block will be dropped on the 15th of May. Your credit cards will not be hit until you actually check in. However, if you say you arrive on the 10th and do not arrive until the 11th, you will be charged for the 10th unless you call them back and say, I won't be there until the 11th. We want everyone to have a wonderful time at the 2015 Billion Praise Convention, and we're looking forward to seeing all of you all there. If you have friends, relatives in the areas, tell them to meet you there. You all, come on, be a part of this. You don't want to miss it. My goodness, you do not want to miss it. We're going to be honoring our chief ambassador on that Friday night. We have on that Thursday night, we have outstanding speaker. On Saturday morning, we have a prayer breakfast. On Saturday night, our Billion Praise Revival and our chief ambassador will be featured on that night. Please, come on, tell everybody, all roads are leading to Jacksonville, Arkansas, EMC, Evangelistical Ministries Church, where the pastor is the Bishop Dr. James Bolden. God bless you, and I'm so looking forward to seeing my First Root family.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. All right, I have a few more minutes here. We have the all-night shut-in tonight. We'll begin at the 9 o'clock hour with thanking God 1,000 times, and people will join us worldwide, all over the world, from India, from Africa, everywhere. And we plan to give God collectively over 2 billion praises that we're going to start out the all-night shut-in with. I said we're going to start out the all-night shut-in with over 2 billion praises going up to the Lord. I don't know how you can start it any better than sending up all those praises. Over 2 billion praises will go up tonight. And then we'll have people who take intermittently 30 minutes, an hour. And I think we've got basically most of them filled, except a few. I want to, why don't you give us, this will remind people what they have
give us the whole lineup, and then after we get the whole lineup, tell us what is available. I need to get these times filled, y'all. All right, go ahead.
Amen. God bless you. At 9 o'clock, our chief ambassador will be kicking off tonight's shut-in. At 10 o'clock, I will have the 10 o'clock half hour. At 10:30, Ambassador-elect Bernita Frierson. Frierson, I do apologize. Then at 11 o'clock, from 11 until midnight, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan will have that hour from 11 until midnight. At 12 o'clock, Missionary Hendrick. Okay. 12:30, we have Sister Peterson. God bless you. At 1:30, Mother Wilson. At 1 o'clock, Mother Wilson. At 1:30 is Ambassador-elect Mary Lacey. 2 o'clock, Evangelist LaTanya Williams. At 2:30, Evangelist Renata Jones. 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, we have Sister Charlotte Gray, Sister Jennifer Williams, and Sister Sheila from 3 until 4. At 4 o'clock until 5, we have Evangelist Palmer. 5 o'clock is open. 5:30 is open. If anyone would like to take that hour.
All right. I miss, where do we have Ambassador Stern and Evangelist LaTanya Williams?
Evangelist LaTanya Williams is on at 2 o'clock. All of these times are central time. She's coming on at 2 o'clock. Dr. Stern is on standby for the 6 o'clock hour. She volunteered, God bless her, to rest you up on tomorrow.
I'll take that. Let her do that. Amen. All right. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. I appreciate it. All right, are there any corrections before we move on? Any observations? You know, we're opening up for you for corrections,
yes.
Observations.
Good morning. I did talk to Sister Sheila, this is Charla. She cannot stand in with me and Sister Jennifer. So it will be me and Sister Jennifer from 3 to 4, unless somebody else wants to jump in with us. Otherwise, it will be us too. Hopefully, Sister Jennifer is on the line. God bless y'all.
All right. Other corrections, observations. The line is open.
I can fill in anywhere. Someone is not able to join us. I can fill in, or I can take that last hour.
Do we have anybody from 5 to 6?
We do not.
Would that be something that you can do?
I can do that.
All right, 5 to 6, and then central time. I guess that would be 6 to 7 your time, Master Fire. All right, is there another observation? Anybody else?
Chief Ambassador, this Ambassador Stitz. I can also fill in with Ambassador Pfeiffer if she so desires.
That's fine.
That's fine, from 5 to 6 a.m. Central Time. All right, and then Ambassador Stern will take it in. Take it fine. All right.
Ambassador Stern here. Who's at 30? Because I'm also a chief. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
I'm in my spirit to release it and give it to someone because I know you up all night long. And so I offer to volunteer to help you on the first fruit prayer line itself. And even during the night, I'm available if you need to rest a little just to orchestrate it. And I just wanted to know who was 12:30 to 1.
from 12:30 until 1 is Sister Peterson, Gladys Peterson, out of Gary, Indiana.
Right, so that's why I'm resting up the day so I can be ready to help. Sometimes someone don't do the whole 30 minutes and give it up and everything, so we'll be available. All right, God bless you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's at 5, from 5 to 6, we're going to have Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Schitt have that hour.
All right, that's good. All right, any other observations? All right. Now, if you didn't get in there and get a time, then you can lead prayer or be over the prayer line. I'd like to open it up to you. Any hour you want to be a part of, we can double up some of these times. No matter if somebody has that time, you can. I'm sure they'll welcome you to be a part of that hour or that 30 minutes or whatever you want. So anybody else? Say, Pastor Johnson, I want to be a part. I want to be a part. If so, speak up right now. Let us know who you are and what time you'd like to be involved with the prayer line. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Chief Ambassador, I have 10 o'clock if anyone wants to share it with me.
Yeah, anyone want to share the 10 o'clock hour? Speak up. All right. Anybody else want to be a part? If so, we need to know right now. What a privilege it is to be used of the Lord. It's a privilege. And some of y'all want to be used of God. You gotta make one step. He'll make the other. Anybody else? All right. Now, what hours do we have available or what times? Anything left open? If so, we need to know.
We don't have anything open. It's filled.
All right. All right. Thank God. One more time, I'm going to ask you, if you'd like to be a part, it's still open to you. You can be double up on any of the times that we have here. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. We love you. Oh, and we hear you, God. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
One thing, and I just wanted to share this. Amen. Praise the Lord, and thank you for saying this. And I just want to encourage everyone. And one reason why I not step down, but why I open up my hour is because I definitely want to see others have a chance to be able to be a part of this platform of our shut-in. Amen. We know that all of us pray during the day and everything, but to give them an opportunity to start, nobody sees you. You're up under the banner of the Holy Spirit and whatever way you go. And I just like to compel. And the next prayer, the shut-in that we have, I definitely would like to take a few up under my wings and just help instruct them on the sideline until that day. Just let them know you can do it. If they have something to share in the word or prayer, amen, we want to compel them to come up. Amen, and step up and be a part of it, because it's not just our platform, it's all of ours. And so I know that I can do an hour, praise the Lord, but I want to see someone else come forward and be a part of it, to make it all ours together. Amen, praise the Lord. So I'm sort of like, I'm never going to ever step down unless the Lord does it, but I'm just sort of like want to do what the Lord called me to do in another area, is to compel others to come forward, and you can do it. So I just wanted to say that, and I know that's how the other ambassadors feel as well. We can do it, but we want to see others do it, because it's not just our shut-in by ourselves and not our first fruit prayer line by ourselves. It's for us to do it. And I just feel the compassion for you, Chief, because you're up all night, and I want to be able, if you want to take a little rest during the night, I got everybody here and I can steer it. And you know, that's what I feel that I'm led to bless you in this time for our shut-in. So God bless you, and thank you for letting me say that and to share with others. God bless.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. So compassionate, and I appreciate it. That's the spirit of the Lord. Thank you. Just want to, in my final remarks here today, just want to just show compassion on all of you on the prayer line. If you want to be a part of this, your chief is opening the line for you. All you have to do is just speak up and say, yes, I would like to participate, and we'll get you plugged in here somewhere.
Okay, Lord, Dr. Johnson, this is at the Castile. I'll share a half an hour. I usually get ready to go to work, but fully hour. So the 10 o'clock hour, a half an hour of that?
Yeah, 10 o'clock to 10:30?
Yeah.
All right, Sister Elaine Castile. And you did the right thing, Sister Castile. That was the Lord prompting you to do that. The
if
devil
anyone
did
would
that.
Like to share with me,
mm-hmm.
I'll be more than happy. This is Bernita, area code 616, and I believe I'm on at 10:30 Central
mm-hmm.
Time, which will be, I guess, 11:30 Eastern Time.
Yeah. All right, anybody want to jump in there with her?
Yes, I have already spoken. This is Mother Woods, and that I will share with Ambassador Rex Frierson.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right.
That's what
Mother Woods.
Amen.
Amen. I'm praying for that. Amen. They're going to be coming forward, Chief, because that's where that they come forward.
Mm-hmm. All right, you have an opportunity. Go ahead. Someone else. Someone else. Mother Garnett, I don't want to leave you out. Mother Brent, if you're listening, I don't want to leave you out. Y'all are so supportive of what we do. Mother Johnson down there in Texas, I don't want to leave you out. All of you are supportive of what we do, and we know that.
This is Sister Jolene Garnett. I will help out with Mother Peterson.
All right. What time is that?
12:30.
12:30. Okay. That's Sister Jolene Garnett. All right. Anybody else? This is such a privilege to do something for the Lord. You know, many times they come on and we have prayer requests, and many times we come on and we'll need the Lord to do this or that, but sometimes when it's an opportunity to do something for Him, it shows compassion for God. Did you know you can have compassion for the Lord? Amen. Show that you really, really care. Amen. Because we are asking people to lead praise unto Him. And the line is open to you. If you don't have a time, I'm speaking up again, asking you again, because I don't want any blood on my hand. I'm asking you all. The line is open. Mm-hmm.
Mother Johnson of Indiana, she always helped. Is she working now? She always
work.
Okay, thank you. Just want to know where our sisters and brothers are.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else? All right, God bless you. I've done my best. We love you, and may you have a wonderful day. I'm over here with my mother today and don't have any music for you, but I tell you what, just to hear y'all praise God is music to my ear. And the Lord bless you and keep you. I send a shout out to all of them on the
prayer line, Chief. Give Mother Johnson a hug from First Fruit Prayer Line.
All right, we will do it. May the Lord bless you. Don't forget, join us tonight at 9 o'clock. We're starting when? At 9 o'clock tonight. Same time we normally start our blog line. We're asking for us to combine the blog line tonight. And there's the blog line is about giving God individually 1,000 praises and collectively all over the world over 2 billion praises. My God, we're going to start out that way.
What a way to kick off everything. My God. Praise Him. You think God's not going to bless on this prayer line, this all night shut in? We starting out with 2 billion praises. What do you think He's going to do? Get ready for it. Get ready for an overflow. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you, Chief. Everyone on the prayer line, get some rest so you could be more energized during the night. Amen. Praise the Lord. My prayer kickoff tonight at 7. My own prayer in my church is at 7. I'm out at 9 and go right into the blog line. So I'm just grateful to the Lord. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
God bless you. Father, bless the people in the city. Bless them in the field. They're going out. They're coming in. Bless their homes. Bless their family. Bless everything they touch in the name of Jesus. Be with them through every test and through every trial. Let them have the victory in every situation. We pray and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful day.
Let the water out.